The end of federal support for free COVID testing has had some direct impacts in Arizona. Embry Health says it shut down 60 testing sites as of the beginning of the month, and after initially saying the company would continue testing patients for free regardless of whether they had insurance or not, it's now charging uninsured customers $100 per test. Embry estimates half of its patients do not have insurance. There had been a bipartisan deal in the U.S. Senate for $10 billion in funding for COVID-related aid, but that bill is currently held up over a dispute related to the extension of Title 42, which allows the government to expedite deportations due to public health concerns. So what does all of this mean for Arizona and Arizonans and for the course of the pandemic? Joining me to talk about that is Joseph Garcia, Vice President of Public Policy at Chicanos Por La Causa. And Joseph, what kind of impact is this lack of federal support having generally?
Yeah, sure. I think we've all been familiar with the testing sites that have been popped up. There are 60 testing sites suspended from the Embry organization simply because the federal money dried up, and in the Senate the money wasn't re-upped. So the impact is going to be essentially that a lot of people are not going to be tested. The free testing was incentive for people without health insurance to be tested. And we know how important testing is, right? But with Latinos, about 19% of a population does not have insurance and therefore is probably not gonna get tested because they couldn't afford insurance. They can't afford the testing. As you know, the testing cost previously it was free, but now it costs, $100 and more.
Right.
So the incentive to get tested is going to have an impact on the general population as well, because people aren't going to know whether or not they have COVID and whether or not they should, stay home and isolate. Instead, they're going to be out in public, which puts the public at risk.
Is this more of an issue, do you think, in the Hispanic community than maybe other populations in Arizona?
Well, more of a risk in that, we know that Latinos were disproportionately hit by a larger number of COVID cases relative to the population.
Throughout the course of the pandemic, we've heard about efforts specifically targeting the Latino community in terms of getting folks vaccinated, making sure that they had what they needed. How have those efforts worked? Like, are there more Latinos vaccinated now than in the past? Like, is the vaccination rate sort of on par with the general population in Arizona at this point?
Yeah, initially, the Latinos were lagging when it comes to vaccinations. And one of the large reasons was because there wasn't the vaccination sites set up as much for the Latino community. There was a lot of different reasons for it. And obviously, we know with the vaccinations comes with, both political and religious reluctance to get vaccinated. So, that also took place in the Latino community, just like it took place in the general population. But, I'd say by and large, we, Chicanos Por La Causa, we did some pop-up sites, and we're very successful in reaching out to our community and getting the word out that the vaccinations were safe. We worked with the state government as well to fill in the gaps to make sure that the Latino communities were being served. We did everything we could to get a high rate of vaccinations because we know it works. But that said, doesn't mean that people didn't get sick. We know that before there were the vaccinations, obviously, we had the essential workers that were out there being put at high risk, and many of them were from the Latino community. Right now we're kind of returning back there where, essential workers, we're getting back to kind of normal, if you will. But it's going to be with people not knowing whether or not they have contracted COVID, and they're going to come in contact with the general public, as essential workers do on a very daily basis. And they're not going to know whether or not they have COVID or not.
We've heard a lot over the course of the last couple of years about, I guess, what a lot of folks have called COVID inequities, where, some people were able to work from home, as you alluded to. A lot of folks in the Latino community did not have that opportunity to work from home. They, as essential workers, they had to be physically at their jobs, and you know, certain folks were able to afford better masks than others. I wonder if you see what's happening with testing sites, especially for those without insurance. Do you see this as another example of some of the inequities that this pandemic has sort of shined a light on?
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that with every inequity, there is a negative outcome and impact on that population, which is being marginalized or underrepresented. So, yeah, we understand that. And, you know, you mentioned the, you know, the work from home, those who could work from home, you know, they learned how to make sourdough bread, right, while they worked from their computers. Those who had to go to work outside risk great illness, sometimes even risk death. I mean, COVID was a very serious thing, especially before there was a vaccine and before there was a, you know, better treatment. We saw the effect even on the digital divide when it came to kids working, kids going to online school from home, is that many Latino homes didn't have home computers or high-speed internet. So, you know, we saw that inequity as well. So even returning back to normal, we find Latinos are returning back to normal in terms of being behind, whether it be in school, whether it be in healthcare coverage, whether it be in, you know, getting tested for COVID to know whether or not you should be isolated or you should be taking certain precautions to make sure other people in the household don't get sick.
So what can groups like yours do to try to change that in some way, either sort of in the big picture, as we were just talking about, or even specifically in terms of, you know, trying to make sure that folks have access to COVID tests, whether or not they have health insurance?
Yeah, we work with any way that we can. We have partnered in the past with other groups that we're able to provide free COVID testing, free vaccinations, and, you know, just understanding that we do need to reach out to those who are most vulnerable. So we find unique ways to reach out to those community, and we know that it's a hard community to reach sometimes. You know, even when you talk about some parts of the community are undocumented or mixed status families, they look to us as a trusted resource for the community, knowing that we have their best interest in mind. So, you know, we're going to continue with that mission. That hasn't changed. We're better at it now than we were early on in the stages, and we'll continue to reach out and find a way to help fill in the gaps. That's what we do.
All right. That is Joseph Garcia, Vice President of Public Policy for Chicanos por la Causa. Joseph, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.